The Blue House, an excerpt by Jack Varnell. The Blue House. Those crazy kids today. You know, it's one of those parental phrases that I heard up to a certain point in my life, you know, up to the point where I was simply crazy and no longer a kid. It was also one of those phrases which, along with actions speak louder than words, I swore that I would never allow those words to cross my lips, if not being repeated to some bobble-headed shrink who wanted to know why it was I went crazy or how that made me feel. Now, a lot of the promises that I made, just like this one, well, during that phase of my development, it was pretty much a lie. Not a conscious one, mind you, but a statement based on misinformation and a lack of awareness of what just might really unfold over the next 20 years or so. Those crazy kids today and their tales of Mexican mafia shards of glass and smokable methamphetamine probably really could never have handled good old-fashioned 1970s brand Southern biker crank. Speed so nasty and dark you'd sometimes end up drinking it in a cup of coffee just for the simple fear that it might clog the syringe, and that was a good thing. The smell of Vicks inhalers, rat poison, and kerosene was so strong there wouldn't have been a mouse for miles, especially not one with a clogged nose. And I fancy myself not one of those guys. I like my dope pink, like fish scales, from south of several borders, and smelling like it just came out of the hospital, pure. The Bonillas always made sure I had just that, but my appetite for such often left me stranded without some of the more bare necessities of life, like shelter and food. You know, I couldn't really waste precious cash on those things, since I was always indebted to Columbia, and I needed to maintain a presence in the clubs. I mean, these guys were the gentlemen in a world of drug dealers, and as long as I paid some, I could always get more, and the tab just kept on running like a car outside a bank in a robbery. Visibility has its advantages, and it makes sure that I sell enough to keep their favorite brand of necktie from around my neck. Kind of like it is at the Blue House.